Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Today, the next plank in the charges and hearings surrounding Darren Weir at the Victorian Racing Tribunal. So verdicts on three charges of engaging in conduct to corrupt the outcome of a race that included the 2018 Melbourne Cup. There are complexities and intricacies to all the different layers of this. Danny Russell is the racing writer at The Age. Danny, I really appreciate your time. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Look, today's tribunal finding was a big step forward, if you believe, in the rehabilitation or redemption of Darren Weir. And that is to say, had he been found guilty today, I think there was no way back.
So today's findings are not guilty. How did that come to pass? How was it explained?
So he's pled guilty to seven charges, and they are animal cruelty and use of a jigger, and they're still to play out. So they're yet to put in submissions on penalties for that, so there could be time served. But these three charges were corruption, which were the more serious of the 10, and he pleaded not guilty to them, and they found that there wasn't sufficient evidence to prove it.
And so this regarded Tosin Basil, Yogi, and Red Cardinal. Were you given enough detail as to why the verdicts came back not guilty?
Yeah, so it involved him using a jigger while these horses were on a treadmill 7 days before the 2018 Melbourne Cup. Now, the stewards charged him saying that then was intending for those horses to, you know, run in the races, and he was trying to corrupt the outcome of a race. Now, Weir's argument was that he was only trying to get the horses to run to the best of their ability, no more. So it wasn't like performance enhancing. So the stewards, the tribunal, through the evidence, found that really the jiggers, the use of jiggers, there was no way of proving that they were actually performance enhancing. So therefore, he didn't corrupt the outcome of a race.
So you followed this case more closely than I have. So I've been reading it throughout. It felt like it was a stretch target for Racing Victoria to try to get 1+1 to equal this.
That seemed to be my take from it from the moment the evidence were read out. It's like, so Weir's counsel argued that this wasn't like bribery, so there wasn't, you know, people being paid to affect the outcome of a race. There wasn't performance-enhancing substances used to affect the outcome of a race. His counsel likened it more to excessive use of a whip. Now, there's a cruelty element to that, but jockeys who use the whip excessively do so trying to get their horse to run to the best of their ability, the fastest of their ability. But that's not to say that that's corruptly trying to affect the outcome of a race. Now, a jigger, I know, is considered more cruel, and there are bigger penalties applied to the use of a jigger. So it's only an example.
So not guilty on the corruption charges. So there's seven charges around cruelty that they're undisputed. Is that right?
That's right. So he's pled guilty to them. So submissions will be made to the tribunal early next week, the way I understood it, or that's how it's been booked in for then. And then the tribunal will go away, deliberate, and come back with findings. Now, there's no doubt there will be penalties or bans associated with that. Now, for Weir to get back into training, his hope would be that they are served concurrently. He was banned for 4 years in February 2019 for possessing a jigger, and it's now been 5 years that he's been out of the industry. If they were to apply, say, a 4 or 5 year ban on animal cruelty and the use of jiggers, but apply them concurrently, that would mean then he could possibly apply for to train again, for a license to train again.
The fine line here is what represents double jeopardy, Danny? What represents the 4 years that he's already served versus the penalty that would be associated with these charges, which essentially emanate from the first set of evidence anyway?
That's right. So it's important for people to realise that it's historic evidence in this case. So it was a video taken of we are using the jigger on these horses, which is not in dispute. He's admitted that and he's pled guilty to animal cruelty. So it's historic evidence. And therefore, you know, if it were applied, it could be concurrent. Now, there is a test case to a degree. Paul Prisca, if you remember, he was charged with possessing and use of a jigger. And the penalty for that was 4 years in total.
Yeah, yep. I'm going to ask you a question you couldn't know the answer to, but I'll just ask it anyway. Is there a read on what the penalty that Racing Victoria will seek is?
Well, I think they would look for that sort of 2 to 4 year. So yep. I think there can be a 6 month penalty minimum 6 month penalty. For each charge, well, there can be asked for a 6 month penalty. So I think they would ask for 2 to 4 years, but I don't think they will want it from now. I don't think they'll want it concurrent. So then it'll be up to Weir's counsel to argue that he served 5 years. That's time enough, considering it's historic evidence, and that therefore it should be concurrent. So I think that'll be the whole crux of whether Weir can reapply for license and get back into training is the penalty being concurrent or not.
Yeah. So today had to be not guilty because if those charges of corruption had been proven, would we have been talking a lifetime ban or something in the vicinity that would have served the same purpose?
You might be looking at, you know, I don't know the exact charges for Robert Smerton and Smerton and some of those trainers back in the day, but, you know, you might be looking at possibly life out of racing. But the big thing here is, I reckon, Jared, as well, is that Weir has to apply to get his license back, and he has to sit a character test. So he has to prove that he is a suitable person to be granted a license. So even that is a massive step for him to overcome.
Yeah, there are so many layers to this. Danny, really appreciate your time today and bringing us up to speed.
Thanks, Jared.
Danny Russell there, the Age racing writer. So Darren Weir not guilty on the three charges of engaging in conduct to corrupt the outcome of races, which included the 2018 Melbourne Cup. Further hearings regarding what is uncontested, and then if there was a day in the future, still that character clause to clear as to whether there was a way back to a trainer's license.